KQED.
Pinole Valley High School in the East Bay already has one big claim to fame.
Sometimes I give myself the creeps.
Two members of the rock band Green Day were students there.
My mind plays tricks on me.
Now the school is earning a reputation for a different type of art as its fast-growing collection of outdoor murals is transforming the campus and the lives of its students. KQED's Chloe Veltman brings us this story.
To newcomers, Pinole Valley High looks forbidding. Half the campus is a building site. The other half is a sprawl of squat, mobile buildings. Principal Kibby Kleiman says his students and staff are stuck in the temporary structures for at least 5 years while the school undergoes renovations.
Everything's in a portable. My office is a portable. That bathroom's a portable. This book room.
When the school moved into the mobiles in 2014, Kleiman feared the uninspiring environment would lower morale and even cause dropouts. Then art teacher Jan Barzatini came along with bright ideas and a great sense of humor.
There's one kid who this year calls me Miss Fettuccine, or he has a whole realm of Italian foods that he calls me.
Where most of her colleagues and students saw nothing but cheaply constructed cookie-cutter portables with walls the colour of sludge, Barzatini saw a big, open canvas.
You see Roy DeForest on the right, you see a glimpse of Jasper Johns on the left, and you've got Diego Rivera right next to you.
Barzatini recruited students to cover the brown facades with reproductions of famous works of art.
So every time you turn a corner, there should be something that catches your eye and identifies either where you are or just, you know, adds a little bit of color to your day.
As we stroll the campus grounds, she shows off her students' careful work.
This is Diego Rivera. It's two girls washing their hair outdoors in front of a field of sunflowers. A lot of different blending techniques to get all the ripples in their skirts.
At first, Barzatini focused on 20th century masterworks. She says because they're bold, colourful, and relatively easy to paint.
And that gave the kids confidence.
Soon, the students started seeking inspiration outside the realm of traditional museum art. Jason Kapuyan painstakingly recreates the intricate cover art from Green Day's 1994 album Dookie. It's a tribute to his musical heroes.
I listen to them a lot.
Kapuyan spends his lunch breaks working on his mural and loves how art is transforming the campus.
The environment is a little bit more vivid now because we have more murals and like bright colors popping up.
Principal Kleiman says around 150 students have participated in the project, including students who don't even take art class. One recent grad, Shay Maxey, won a full-ride scholarship to San Francisco's Academy of Art University. That was partly as a result of her take on a portrait of a young girl by the Italian artist Modigliani.
This mural made me feel like I could accomplish a lot more than I thought I could beforehand.
And in the ultimate sign of teen approval, students are snapping selfies in front of the murals and sharing them on Instagram. Barzatini says there are around 40 works of art up right now and many more to come.
How will you know when you're done?
When there's not another speck that to fill when you turn a corner. I still see a million corners as we're walking around. I think it's going to be a while.
In Pinole, I'm Chloe Veltman, KQED News.
You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.